From the United States to South Asia, we currently reside in a state of neo-normalcy, primarily characterized by the impulsive actions of Donald Trump and the seemingly arrogant conduct of Narendra Modi, driven by the Hindutva ideology. In his address to the nation on May 12, Prime Minister Modi made several critical remarks, including the reference to a neo-normal. The challenges that lie ahead warrant a comprehensive analysis of the current situation. First, Modi's tweet a few hours after his speech clearly conveyed a sense of indignation, if not humiliation. To those who feel slightly dejected at their scores, I want to assure them, one examination cannot define your worth. Your journey is far more extensive, and your strengths extend beyond the mark sheet. Maintain confidence and curiosity, for great opportunities await. Under the influence of the 2+2 dialogue, involving Indian and U.S. foreign and defense ministers, and the Quad partnership, Modi also appropriated a phrase from a speech George W. Bush delivered immediately following the 9/11 attacks: "We will not differentiate between the government that sponsors terrorism and the masterminds of terrorism." Modi reminded us of the Bush vow: "We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them." Second, Prime Minister Modi's assertion that he would not distinguish between terrorist groups and governments that support them came across as excessively self-righteous, reminiscent of the Israeli high-handedness towards Palestinians and Hamas. Despite the fact that the burden of proof for the Pahalgam operation rests solely with New Delhi, the Indian leadership behaved in a manner similar to that of the United States, compared to smaller, non-aligned countries, or the Israelis, vis-à-vis Palestinians, in violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. Third, Modi referred to the Operation Sindoor as a new parameter and a new normal, asserting that it demonstrated India's superiority in contemporary warfare. However, it is important to note that the operation has been suspended, and its future will depend on the behavior of the concerned parties. Fourth, the May 7 strikes and the drone incursions established a new normal, i.e. the ever-present possibility and unfortunate reality of a limited conflict under a nuclear overhang. Indians were able to successfully carry out military strikes deep into Pakistani territory, an action unthinkable until now. Fifth, undoubtedly blinded by the U.S.-led patronage and pampering until the exit of President Joe Biden, Modi and his aides simply forgot that India is not Israel, nor is Pakistan Hamas, Palestine or Nepal. Palestinians are politically orphans, owned by none globally. Pakistan, on the other hand, is a nuclear-armed power that enjoys unmistakable solidarity with China.